This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the WIP Morning Show. Tom Kelly once again in for Joe DeCameron today. Rhea Hughes is here, and John Ritchie is here. Richie Rich.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, John.
Thanks for throwing it to me.
No problem, man.
I was a little off. Not quite there yet. Not quite there. Hey, you all right over there?
No, my headphones aren't working.
Man,
we're working out the kinks here, John.
Yeah, we're a little off kilter. Did you know that no witches were actually burned at the stake in Salem?
Is that right?
The Salem witch trials, everyone's heard of them. 20 people were put to death, and hanging was the usual way that they would do it. One person was actually crushed to death under a bunch of stones.
Oh.
But no fire. I thought they were burned. I thought that was the way that they did it, and I was mistaken.
Now, was your goal today to get even more negative and morbid than the sand sharks eating their own siblings yesterday?
That's
in the womb?
Pretty crazy. Is that negative, or is that a story of survival?
Perseverance?
Survival and perseverance, yeah. I mean, that's Rocky-esque. What we learned yesterday, the sand shark pups, you know, that only two survive because the two wombs of a sand shark, one pup eats all of its brothers and sisters, and there could be, I don't even know how many embryos we're talking here. I think it's hundreds and hundreds of sand shark embryos that one eats every single one of them and survives, and then dominates the womb. You know?
Yeah.
I guess like a sand shark should dominate that womb, Tom.
Well, whoever emerges victorious, they survive. Yeah. So thank you for that.
It's
today,
a story.
John.
It really is. It feels like survival of the fittest and truly magnificent way. What
yeah,
we're talking
well,
about.
Well,
nature's magnificent.
Yeah. Well, you always give us an interesting fact every day, John, and appreciate that as always. But you want to get in to start the show, 215-592-9494. A lot of things to get into today. Later on in the show, 8:30. Rob Thompson, the manager of the Phillies, is going to join us. We'll talk about the Phillies' fantastic auction, how you can win a chance to have lunch and watch BP with Rob Thompson. So we'll have that coming up at 8:30.
Holy cow.
Ruben Amaro Jr. will be here from 7 to 10. Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 7:50. Wow. We have a loaded show today, John.
Yeah, I cannot wait. And I'm happy to see you again, man.
I'm happy to see you, too. It warmed my heart.
I don't know
when
what's going on with the other guy.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Joe, but Joe will be back tomorrow. But we have a lot of stuff to get into throughout the course of the show. And where we got to start is with the lottery last night. Now, Everybody was on pins and needles on the edge of their seat as the picks are being announced, being revealed. Sixers end up with the third overall pick. Not the worst outcome, but definitely not what we wanted. We wanted the number one overall pick, wanted Cooper Flagg. And normally you'd think, okay, you get the third pick in the draft, you were projected to get number five, you got to be happy about that. You moved up a couple spots, you know, the odds weren't great. You got up a little bit, got a little bit of a little bit better of a pick. I'm so flustered here because I'm so angry. Because, John, this situation, this lottery last night, I feel cheated. I feel scammed. The Mavericks get the number one overall pick. They had a 0.5% chance to get the number one overall pick.
Wasn't it 1.8 or something?
Was it? I thought it was 0.5.
Yeah,
I think it was 1.8.
Okay,
it was still low. Ridiculously low.
Very, very low.
And excuse me, while I try to like arrange my tinfoil hat.
Unbelievable. Right now. And I am not a conspiracy theorist. Let me just say that off the top. I am not somebody who generally believes in conspiracies here, but this is pretty fishy when you look at it. You're telling me they win the lottery after making the dumbest trade ever. They trade Luka Doncic to the Lakers over the course of the winter. They don't canvass the league for any other deals involving Luka. They only ask the Lakers. It's a trade that made sense to absolutely nobody. Apparently, this happened over a dinner between the Mavs GM, Nico Harrison, and whoever's running the Lakers now. I think it's I forget that guy's name.
Oh,
the guy that looks
LeBron.
Like Rob Lowe. No, their GM looks a lot like Rob Lowe. You know the guy I'm talking about?
No. Okay. I thought it was LeBron.
It's not. Well, it kind of it's is LeBron.
Rob Pelinka?
Yeah, Rob Pelinka. Rob Pelinka. Thank you, Buzz. Rob Pelinka.
Rob Lowe, I actually thought just this morning, I thought, oh my gosh, Rob Lowe is looking old, older. This is now like the mark of the apocalypse being upon us. Like Rob Lowe, who I thought was eternally youthful, and he still is. He still looks, you know, really amazing for however old he was, because he's like the Brat Pack from the 80s.
I don't know what the Brat Pack is. I wasn't around in the 80s.
Emilio
I don't care.
Emilio Estevez, like Charlie Sheen's son.
Mm-hmm. His brother.
And
not his
Ali
son.
Sheedy. Charlie Sheen. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, Martin Sheen's son.
Yes.
Charlie Sheen's brother.
Right.
And you know, the Brat Pack, all the big 80s actors, he was one of them, and now he's right there doing amazing things still. He's doing that show where people light up the floor and stuff. I haven't seen it.
It's a game show.
Okay.
The floor.
Floor is lava?
Is it?
I don't know.
No, but that is a show. That's a different one.
That's a show.
A different one. Yeah.
But
that sounds good.
But now he's running the Lakers,
but anyway,
apparently.
And yeah, Luka, Rob Lowe, not the same Rob Lowe guy.
Not the same Rob Lowe. This is Rob Pelinka. But they end up doing this deal where Luka gets sent to the Lakers and then just magically get the number one overall pick.
You think that this is
It feels rigged.
Fixed?
Yeah, 100%. It feels like it.
How on earth could that really be? I mean, it's so stupendous. It's so impossible that it can't really be true, right?
John, this is so fishy that I don't have any other explanation for it here. And this is not the first thing like something like this has happened.
Repeatedly.
It's happened a number of times. This was on the Bill Simmons podcast released last night after the lottery. His buddy Joe House, who he does the podcast with, talking about other instances in NBA history where something like this has happened.
It doesn't f-ing matter. It doesn't f-ing matter that the fat thumb comes out when the fat thumb comes out. Now, I certainly understand, you know, there's a code and it's impossible to rig the balls, except for the last 30 f-ing years have had a stunning number of miracles. I mean, let's go back to 2011 when the NBA owned the New Orleans Hornets, and somehow, miraculously, they find an owner. David Stern vetoes a trade for Chris Paul to go to the Lakers because it's going to tilt the competitive balance of the league. David Stern vetoed it for basketball reasons. They finally find a buyer for the New Orleans Hornets. Somebody steps in and buys it from the NBA. Lo and behold, the New Orleans Hornets get the number one overall draft pick in the league, and it's Anthony Davis. Can you believe it? Can you believe the good luck?
There was that instance after the year before LeBron goes back to Cleveland. They magically get the number one overall pick that they're able to use to trade for Kevin Love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It just feels really fishy, John. And I want to know from people out there today, Do you think there was funny business? Do you think this was a behind-the-scenes handshake deal to get Luka to the Lakers? That's what I think. I think Adam Silver met with Nico Harrison today. Let's get Luka to the Lakers, and in return, we'll reward you. And the reward is Cooper Flagg.
I think I feel cheated. More faith in humanity or
not
something.
Not when it comes to the
they're
NBA.
They're not going
to
be this crooked. I don't. Maybe it's just karma swinging
the balance. I'm screaming conspiracy.
Karma swinging the balance. Like they really needed this draft pick more than anyone else because of that foolish trade they made.
But they shouldn't get rewarded.
That's not karma.
They shouldn't get rewarded for stupidity.
Well,
like, this is not right. This is egregious.
You can make the argument that their hand was forced, that karma is now swinging their way.
I don't know.
They didn't have a choice in that trade.
John, I'm going to use a word. It's not karma. It's chicanery.
Chicanery. Well, that's a great word, by the way. That's a word I could see
tomfoolery.
You using. Chicanery.
Tomfoolery.
They're synonyms, are they
Mickey
not?
Mickey Mouse antics.
Yes.
They are all synonymous.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it just... And I don't know. I would feel better about this if it wasn't the Dallas Mavericks. And whether there was, any chicanery or not, it bothers me that the GM, who makes the dumbest move in NBA history, gets rewarded for it. Like, I'd feel even worse if I was one of these bad teams, like Washington or Utah. They don't even get, a top three pick now for being awful. And a team like the Mavericks, who does the dumbest thing imaginable, they get the number one pick and they're in great shape again.
Well, I was
very upset,
thrilled last night when it felt like a commercial break, we could be that team. We could be that team that got Cooper Flagg. There was a period of 5 minutes where I was on cloud nine because it really was about to happen. Unfortunately, the third pick, when you look at it historically, is really cool in some cases. I mean, Joel.
Michael Okafor.
Michael Jordan. That's pretty amazing.
I don't think Ace Bailey is Michael Jordan. I mean, I appreciate your optimism, John. I appreciate you trying to raise our spirits. I'm just
thinking about the think about how exciting Ace Bailey with last night it was really cool seeing a young face smiling who I appreciate at the draft. How about Tyrese Maxey coming back and being upbeat and healthy? And then we're told the two old heads will be.
Oh, you feel good about that, John?
That's
what we're hinging our hopes on.
I don't feel great about that.
Okay.
But let's say that Paul George is healthier than what we saw from Joel this year. And Paul George and Joel, Joel's surgery being successful, can actually put a season together with this young talent. That's exciting.
I just
I'm
feel
trying
like
to get
they
excited.
Needed this pick, and we got so close. Got so close, and then got the rug pulled out under us. And I think there was chicanery involved. But want to know
I love
how people...
that you're using my word. It's yeah. such a great word.
It is an awesome word. Thank you for it, Rhea. I appreciate it. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. What the hell are you laughing at, John?
Tom,
what are you laughing at?
Tom, your headphones are they're petite.
They are petite.
You've got
this is a petite pair I got
like
here.
Like a petite set of cans over the ears. I found it. We had sort of a crisis at the start of the show, and Tom's headphones were not working.
Well, I will take the accountability. I should have checked them first. That's on me.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes things just happen. So as it worked out, I was trying to help Tom out. So I was running down the hall just looking for any headphones. Hey, you know, looking for the engineers and stuff.
Thanks to Lewis, by the way, for helping me out.
Yeah, Lewis and Lewis is on high alert and you know, everything was situated. But as we, you know, we came back in, I didn't have my stuff ready to go because I thought I was getting like you what you needed to be able to like, you know, get the show started.
Uh-huh.
And then I would be able to join in after I put, you know, plugged my stuff in and got my headphones and, you know, all that stuff. But the headphones that I got you didn't work either.
So that threw a wrench into all our plans. We were so close to having the seamless solution.
Thanks for throwing it back. And here we are. None of us are ready to do the show today, but now we are prepared.
We are
finally
good. Like we're
a
fine.
Segment in. We're good.
Yeah. Petite headphones for a petite person.
But these, okay. Shut up, Buzz.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's fighting words.
Buzz right makes there. These short jokes he's a giant. What are you, 5'8", Buzz?
5'11".
No, you're not
5'11". Hold on.
I am 5'11".
Is this a problem with the boxing?
Oh, yeah, the boxing match.
The weight class thing. Are you guys going to have issues because...
I'm not worried about that.
Are we going to have a weigh-in and stuff? Do you guys want to do the...
I don't want to do a weigh-in, okay? I don't want to do it.
I would have been fine with a weigh-in, but if Tom doesn't want to do a weigh-in, it's not necessary.
It would be really cool. Yeah. Where you guys get like nose to nose and toe to toe.
Face off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or a face to chest off.
Could we
Shut
do that?
Up.
Wow.
Man.
Hold on. What is the difference in height between the two of you?
I'm a solid 5'6".
Okay. And I'm 5'11".
I'm not buying these 5'11".
Buying it. I don't know. We'll measure me in the break or okay. I'll
All right.
Well, next time I go to the doctor, I'll show you. I don't know how else to prove it.
Yeah, bring in your doctor's certificate.
Sounds
next
good.
Time.
Okay.
And we'll
when you say solid
figure out the
5'6",
yeah.
Are you rounding up? When you say the solid part, that gives me concern because it makes me wonder which way, like, why are you saying that?
I don't know.
Why are you justifying?
It was just a word that came to mind. What do you think? I'm lying about being 5'6"?
He's not lying.
I don't know. Are you talking about like a solid, like with no shoes?
5'6"? Yeah. With no shoes.
Are you 5'11" with no shoes?
I'm 5'11", no shoes. A doctor's office, 5'11".
Doctor's office, 5'11".
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, okay. You take off the shoes. It's, you know,
are
feet
we
not measuring by the Fanatic poster.
Are we comfortable talking weights here?
I don't know.
I'm 210.
I'm 205.
205? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm like 175.
Something
okay,
like that.
Okay, so that is a discrepancy.
Yeah, whatever. Like, I'm not worried about it.
Really?
Yeah.
We're talking now physics. We are
it's the size of the fight in the dog, John, not the size of the dog in the fight.
Buzzkill. Okay, I do agree with you to some degree, but we are talking about leverage and reach and, you know, levers here, and he is going to have a real advantage in terms of like reach and the weight he can pack behind a punch.
Yeah, well, that's true. We'll have to figure it out.
And Tom will be using that as an excuse when it's over.
No, I won't be using it as an excuse. I'll take it.
Be able to run circles around
exactly.
Him. Dance, stick and move, bob and weave.
I'm in training for the boxing match. So
I really I expect you both to start getting angry with one another, and I hope that this is really going
to
happen.
We'll find a way to make it happen, and as long as they let us. So we'll see.
I really think we can do this.
It's the opening card.
You can be the official.
I really want to be. Yeah, I would love to be. I'd be honored.
Well, let's get it done. Let's get it set up.
Yeah.
215-592-9494 if
really
you want to get in.
Yeah, this is the undercard for
the Joe
and
Fritz thing.
This is perfect.
We'll get it done. We'll get it all done. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Talking about the Sixers, what are your thoughts? Where do the Sixers go from here? Now they have the number 3 overall pick. Would love your thoughts on that. And our side topic for today, because it's Dennis Rodman's birthday today. Who's eccentric? Who's somebody that is eccentric? That is our side topic for today. Dennis Rodman definitely qualifies. What do you have, John? Who do you have that's eccentric?
I'm going to go minimally eccentric with Jack Black. He can be as off the wall as he needs to be. Sometimes it's really, really off the wall. But then he can button it up as well. Jack Black, you know, like School of Rock, an incredible movie that you can enjoy with your kids. But then listen to Tenacious D and some of that stuff is you cannot listen to that with your kids. But it's also very funny and irreverent.
Was in the Minecraft movie, by the way.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
The one that I recently saw.
Yeah, I did. Did you like it?
I did like it.
It's incredibly popular with those kids.
To be honest, it was kind of
my son
dumb.
Loved it. Yeah,
yeah, but
he liked Jack Black more. But you know, he's a Minecraft kid.
Yeah, it was.
Well, Jack Black is now so much more immersed in the lexicon, the children's lexicon.
Basically,
now.
A lot of cool visual stuff to get kids, you know, invested for a little bit. What do you got, Rhea?
So this is an oldie, but I just remember hearing the stories about him. Tim Rasevich was drafted by the Eagles in 1968 out of USC. He was known for chewing glass, setting himself on fire. diving off of rooftops, and after he retired, he became a stuntman in Hollywood. And when he was at USC, he roomed with Tom Selleck.
Okay.
Well, but he was very eccentric.
There you go. That's a good one. What do you got, Buzz?
How about Lady Gaga? I mean, you never...
Meat dresses.
Meat dresses. She wears clothes
so
that no one else
eccentric.
Can even pull off as clothes.
She's so talented, too.
She is.
I love everything that she does. Some of that. Well, actually, I don't know everything that she does. I enjoy a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, that's a good one as well. I'll go with Jordan Romano, the Phillies reliever. He's got a weird routine where he's got to get up in the third inning and fake throwing, and he's always fidgety on the mound. Well, does that qualify
You're
as
right.
eccentric, or is that a bad suggestion?
Relievers are eccentric.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. Relievers in general.
Okay.
So. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera. Once again today, coming up at 7 o'clock, Ruben Amaro Jr. will join us in studio for the rest of the show. As you heard Rhea mention the update there, Phillies lose last night. They fall to the Cardinals 3-2. Cardinals playing really well right now. They've won 9 straight. Good game last night. But Phil's come up short. We'll get into that in a little bit. Get into all that with Ruben, everything going on with the Phillies. And also, as you heard Rhea mention there, 8:30. Manager Rob Thompson will join us to talk about the Phillies' fantastic auction, the item involving him, and also Sports Radio 94 WIP has an item as well. The Eagles game day experience and Brandon Graham autographed football. You and a guest will enjoy a full Sports Sports Radio 94 WIP. Eagles game day experience as the Eagles take on the New York Giants. Start your game day at the Sports Radio 94 WIP pregame tailgate party. Continue by visiting the pregame show hosted by the Sports Radio 94 WIP stars. Then into the link you'll go to visit with broadcasters Merrill Reese and Mike Quick in the broadcast booth before watching the game from club level seats. You'll also receive an Eagles autographed football from Super Bowl champion and Pro Bowl defensive end Brandon Graham. Bidding ends 7 p.m. on May 18th. What do you think of that item, John? That's a pretty sweet thing right there.
Just some of these opportunities are so phenomenal. Only found here. Just so exciting. I can't wait to hear more.
Yeah, and I mean, I imagine they might get to meet you as well. Who knows?
Well, oh man, that part I don't know how exciting that is, but
yeah,
we're gonna make a day of it, and just being able to watch that batting practice up close and personal, thrilling. No matter how lame Joe DeCamera might be.
Yeah, you'll get to for the Rob Thompson item if you want to bid on that. Lunch and BP with the manager. You'll get to watch BP with Rob Thompson, have lunch with him. So make sure you're bidding on the Phillies Fantastic Auction items. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. So we'll get to the Phillies in a few minutes. In a few minutes as well, we'll get to the reaction from the Rights to Ricky Sanchez draft lottery party last night.
Oh, they must have been lit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was, man, it was exciting for a while, though. I mean, when they were in the top four,
My heart was pounding. It was a whole commercial break where it felt like I might be fully ready to forgive. Like, I felt that joy.
I felt the hope for this franchise coming back, but then it was
the taste of joy, and then third was not anywhere close to the joy necessary to make me believe or, you know.
I'm sorry, man.
Happy.
Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper, these guys do nothing for me. I wanted Cooper Flagg so bad. I wanted it so bad. Unfortunately, Sixers don't get it. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. Also, our side topic today, who is eccentric? Chance to win a pair of tickets, Post Malone, Citizens Bank Park on May 24th at CBP. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. So give us somebody that's eccentric, and you'll have an opportunity to win those Post Malone tickets. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Norristown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, folks. How are you?
Doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm all right. I think the draft is fixed too, man. It didn't look right. It's kind of shady.
Very shady, John. Just come around to our side. Come to the conspiracy theorist side.
1.8% chance. I was so amazed that it could actually happen to us. Like, so when it was almost happening to us during that commercial break, there was the final four and we were one of them. I didn't think that was shady. I didn't think for a moment.
No one would think it was shady. If the Sixers got the top pick.
Yeah. Well, I would have been fine with it then. I mean, if Sixers get it, who cares?
Right.
Then I'm happy it's right.
Then I'm lifted and you know, wow. Can you imagine how fascinating that would be with Cooper Flagg here in
the
mix?
The place would have gone nuts, yeah.
But now we've got, you know, the third pick is better than the fifth, and it's just, man, I wanted so badly for it to feel like it would bring that hope.
It doesn't. I don't feel very hopeful.
It doesn't bring the hope.
We can still get that kid from Duke, right?
Con Knupple?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a nice player, but I just don't like.
I know he ain't the guy that we want.
Exactly, Mike. That's the unfortunate thing about it. It's not like they're. It's not that you can't get a good player, but there was only one franchise changer in this draft.
You got to take the good with the bad, because you know what? Guess what? We're still Super Bowl world champs, and we're going to repeat. Let's go.
Well, there you go, Mike. Do you have somebody who's eccentric for us?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Pretty eccentric.
Yeah, that's a
great
one.
He kept it under wraps, though, for quite some time.
Up until the couch.
Yeah. That was really the point, right?
Seeing some cracks in the facade, I guess, at the couch.
Yeah. But Katie Holmes, right? Man, that was the girl he was screaming about?
Yeah.
When your now ex-wife has to use burner phones to get away from you, there's something weird going on.
Yeah, that's not a great look.
I want that documentary someday.
Yeah, that's not a great look for Tom Cruise. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner, pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. And this one is pretty simple. Do you think the NBA draft lottery was rigged? Yes or no? That is our Twitter question of the day.
I voted, Tom, yeah. So you know.
What did you vote for?
I voted yes.
Okay, not surprising.
Several times. No.
I would vote yes as well. What would you vote, John?
I did not think it was rigged. I was so thrilled that we were gonna win it. I really thought for a commercial break we were gonna win that thing. I was certain it was not rigged at that point. 2 minutes later, when you know the Mavs won, I did not immediately switch to thinking it was rigged. Now, yes, it feels a little fishy. I do not think they went so far as to rig the whole thing.
Well, I'm interested to get Ruben's take on this at 7, because as a former general manager, because to me, the fishiest thing about this is going back to this Luka trade. And the fact that at the time, like it's been reported multiple times, the Mavericks GM did not canvass the league for any other trades. Like if you were trading one of the 5 best players in the NBA, the 10 best at worst,
you get a bidding war.
Right. The fact that you were just going to trade him to one team.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here. When you know that these players are basically calling the shots and you have to trade the player where he dictates.
He didn't want to get traded.
Oh, but doesn't it feel like it's set in motion by forces that are uncontrollable and beyond anyone's
like the commissioner of the league? Yes, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, that's how it feels to me too. Like it is out of control.
Yeah,
and that's where it's gone too far. That's where we've got a real problem with the product,
right?
Deep down,
and that's why I'm going to get Ruben's take as a former GM. Like, would you ever trade a guy to a team and not ask anybody else if they're interested in the player for a better deal? Because it seems like not a great way to do business. That's just my opinion.
You're right.
But
there are a lot of things that are broken about this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
League.
Yeah, and that's the problem, John, is that everybody thinks they've done. There's too much evidence of this happens and the other shoe, you know, and everybody keeps getting the. It's been happening for years. So it's why everybody thinks it is.
Yeah, and that's the odd part, is because these kind of things have happened before. But I think we all kind of felt the way that they felt at this writes the Ricky Sanchez draft lottery party last night. And this perfectly encapsulated, because you see the Sixers are in the top four. There's all this excitement, and then just dashed. Here's how it sounded last night at the rights to Ricky Sanchez draft lottery party.
The fourth pick in the NBA draft goes to the Charlotte Hornets. Picking third will be the Philadelphia 76ers. The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs. So the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
There were just those hopes being dashed when they were announced at number three. And I got to say, this was my son's first sports heartbreak last night, because we're watching the lottery and he's upset. He loves math. He loves numbers. So he was very interested in the process, how they're counting down from 14. He's four.
This is your oldest son?
My oldest. Yeah.
Wow.
So he was very interested in the lottery. I explained to him what was going on. He said he really wanted Cooper Flagg. It's his favorite player. And he burst into tears. He burst into tears when the Sixers didn't get the pick.
Man. The only good thing about this, TK, is that he now knows what it's like to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
Yeah, I mean, he's been way too spoiled. Yes. I mean, he went to an Eagles parade at 3 years old.
Exactly.
I didn't go till I was 30. So he doesn't know what it feels like. But yeah, his first sports heartbreak last night. Very disappointing.
And it wasn't even a game. You had to console him after the draft lottery.
He loved the lottery. He was way more invested in that than he's ever been in any game I've tried to get him to watch.
Man.
Yeah, he thought that was really cool.
It was exciting. And they classed it up. And I don't know, it was really cool seeing Jared McCain at representing. And I don't know, that part made me, I don't know, seeing Jared McCain there. Before, they made a mistake, on the draft show. They made an error where they basically said, oh, well, they're the... You know, they thought we were settled.
We actually have that. Let's play it. This was last night. Kevin Negandhi on ESPN.
That means the Spurs are in the top four with two teams jumping into the top four. That means the Sixers will lose their pick to the Thunder because it's outside the top six.
The eighth pick in the NBA draft belongs to the Brooklyn Nets. Pick number seven will be made by the New Orleans Pelicans. Picking sixth, the Washington Wizards.
Correction now. That means Philadelphia is in the top four. So they make the jump, and suddenly Jared McCain is riding the roller coaster we all are inside this room. The Sixers are in the top four.
I was freaking out when he said that, because I'm screaming at my TV. I'm like, that's not right. Like, that's not right.
The whole world was.
I mean, Kevin Negandhi's a Philly guy. I know he's popular here.
I don't know what happened there.
That's a bad mistake, man.
Yeah.
It feels like he kind of owned up to it. I think he just jumped the gun and made an error.
I think he might have also, yeah. But I don't know. But my hopes were dashed.
I was going nuts.
And then it was all of a sudden, wait a second. Is this real? Is this part real? Did they just make another mistake? And so, yeah, my emotions were all over the place.
So it could have been worse.
But it was very exciting.
It could have been worse. But the question now becomes, where do you go from here? Because the Sixers have the third pick, and the two kids from Rutgers, Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper, they seem like the logical picks at that spot. But the question is, what do you do with the rest of the roster? Because you have Paul George, you have Joel Embiid. Do you kind of hang on to this era? Do you run it back for another year with whoever you end up with in the draft? You have Maxey, you have McCain, George, Embiid, or do you blow it up? I want to blow this thing up. I don't care. I want to keep the pick. I want to build with Maxey and McCain in the pick. I want to, if I can get rid of George, rid of Embiid, one or the other, both, whatever, I want to get rid of these guys. You're not going to, nothing's going to change with them being here. I want to blow it up. What do you think, John? Do you want to blow it up or do you want to give this thing another shot?
No, I want to see what this looks like with the two old heads. And then, you know, Jared McCain smiling and healthy and Tyrese Maxey and, you know, whoever this is. Maybe it's Ace. That sounds pretty cool. That's a pretty cool starting five. That would excite me if those old heads are healthy.
It just nothing with this team excites me. And I can see I feel like doing that would just be delaying the inevitable. I don't think it's going to hurt. Or it's going to work. And I can see it now. I can see Daryl Morey kind of buying this now because Jason Tatum looks like he may have suffered a serious injury last night. He's probably, if it's a torn Achilles like it's speculated to be. Yeah, he could miss.
He was taken off on a wheelchair.
Yeah, he could miss all of next season. Yeah. Damian Lillard already tore his Achilles, so the Bucks are in trouble. And I could see Daryl Morey saying, look at our team, look at all the positives. And here was Morey last week on the rights to Ricky Sanchez talking about why fans should be optimistic going into this season.
Let's go through the things you might want in a team as a fan. You'd want, you know, a chance to win the championship. Debatable, but for sure a higher chance than many teams. You know, I think our roster going into next year, assuming healthy, is better than the one that went into last year with the third best title. It's now you have to adjust for the fact that we had such a bad year. So that's going to push you down for sure. But I'd rather have a Grimes and a McCain and maybe whoever our draft pick turns into than what the roster looked like going into last season, which was built mostly out of free agency, out of necessity.
And I just look at it. I don't think this is going to work. I think it's delaying the inevitable. And if you're going to have to rebuild, why not just start now? Like, you have these young players. You have this pick. If you can get out of either of those contracts, and I think you probably could at least get out of one of them, I'm trading them. I don't want to run it back. I don't think this has any shot to work if you do that.
Pennies on the dollar. Can you imagine the deal?
Well, what do you think? Embiid's value is going to take? You think either of their values are going to go up?
It just doesn't feel, no. I mean, maybe if they play, but then at that point, it's just like it's awfully late to make a decision. We will be in the season. This is, no, we can't do that. I can't cut the cord. I can't say, okay, I'm done with the process and take a penny here and a penny there for the investment. There's too much pain invested. There's too much blood and sweat and ridiculousness plugged into this whole thing for me to say, okay, I'm done, and I'll you know, scrape by with whatever we can get for Joel.
Well, it's more to me about clearing the deck. Like, I think you need to, if you can clear the salary of Joel Embiid or Paul George or both of them, I think you need to do it. Because what are we going to do if we run it back? We're going to try another year. And the Sixers, and I'm sure that's what they're going to, I think that's what they're going to try to do. Because they're going to look around and they're going to look at these injuries. They're going to look at what's going on in Milwaukee with Lillard and Giannis maybe wanting out. Tatum now injured in Boston. And they're going to convince themselves that they have a shot. And I just don't believe. Like, I don't believe in the core of this team. I don't believe in Joel Embiid. And I just think you're just delaying what you're ultimately going to need to do if you stay down this path and stay down this road. Why not accelerate the process? You get ahead of it by a year, and you have an opportunity to really rebuild this thing. That's the way I'd go.
I just sat and watched while Joel healed, and then he got surgered again. He will heal even more.
When is he ever healed?
We were told Yeah, he's got plenty of time this time. This last season, it was almost like the mileage was not as great. He certainly should be well rested, and hit the ground as running as Joel can, and I'm interested to see what that looks like.
Well,
I think he should feel a real sense of obligation to hit the ground running full speed.
Hit the ground running or hit the ground limping?
Not limping. It'll tell us everything, the way that he hits the ground. If he hits the ground limping, after all this, I am ready to call it. But what if he hits the ground and he can actually do this thing? Remember, Joel, it's not like Ben Simmons who refused to work on his game. And like Joel was always in the summers, he was honing and you know, trying to work on some new moves out on the perimeter, you know, have some new footwork under the hoop. Like he was always working.
And he still gets injured all the time.
What if? I agree. And that's annoying. What if this summer he's working and we see some improvements and he's not getting injured? I'm looking forward to seeing what that looks like.
Well, fair enough. I just don't see it happening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.